Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim, Islamic, Allah my Lord, His word Quran, Muhammad Prophet, praise be upon, I am Muslim for all of time.
Hadisa, should like we people focus more on specialized skills than university degrees? Because like I am putting my energy and my time at a university to end up getting a degree.
I personally think skills, 100%. Even though I'm not against university degrees, they're great. But what skills can teach you, even though, especially in nowadays world, mm-hmm. in this era, I think skills are more needed. They are more effective in today's life.
But, you know, in our knowledge, these books and all, these have written after, you know, many people have experienced something. So basically what you're saying is that experience is over, you know, just reading. But I think these books, these knowledge that we are, you know, studying upon, came after a lot of experience. Many people before us, they experienced something, they did something, and then now they're giving us, you know, what they've learned.
Yeah, no, I'll be honest. Listen, we have a lot of subjects, in, as you say, in mm-hmm. university, right? But I think there are crucial things what we need to learn in our daily lives. Let's say big skills that we need to learn is habits, is time management. A lot of people, they go to university, they're studying, but they don't know how to manage the time. Right? Or literally having good habits, or let's say literally learning things that are crucially practically in your life. Let's say your electricity goes off, mm-hmm. right? Or your literally wall ceiling falls off.
Okay.
Now, are you going to just resolve this issue with a university degree? No.
Yeah.
How?
Girl. See, like with the degree that I have, I got a good job, I got good money, so I gotta hire someone, they're gonna do the job, you see?
That is a good point, but what about a moment when you know it yourself, you don't have to spend the money, and then also there are situations like in the middle of nowhere, your car gets stuck. It gets broken.
Take it
what
easy.
What do you want to do?
We're never in nowhere. Even in that nowhere with money, I can bring someone and he or she's going to solve the car problem.
Well, you have a point, but I personally think that skills can be not only repairing a car, right? Repairing mm-hmm. the ceiling. But I think skills are mainly investing in other things as degrees, right? Because university degrees can be only and only professionally for that major. If you are an engineer student, you're not going to know anything about, I don't know, fever, about malaria. If a mosquito bites you, you're not going to know that what has happened to you if you get a fever. If you're a doctor, you are not going to know about how to repair a car, right? If you just focus on your degree, right? But besides degree, I personally think that if you also learn skills, mm-hmm. they can help you in your practical life. If you're a doctor, if you also spend time in learning, okay, how to repair a car, you get stuck somewhere where you don't have anyone, you can repair the tire, right? Mm-hmm. The tire gets broken, right? But even if you're an engineer, you get sick, you fall sick, and you don't have any doctor beside you in your town, there are places like that. There are villages, Masome, that they don't have any doctors. So you're going to know, okay, I have to, let's say, have that medicine.
See, I know, I kind of think that you have gone on the wrong side of my question. See, my question was, for example, let's imagine, I study literature, okay? So, for example, let's imagine someone, maybe a poet or a writer, an author, whoever, okay? So, do you think that this person could do better if he had, you know, a focus on his skills himself alone? Or do you think he would have been successful, again, on the same skill, if he had, you know, gone to university? That's what I mean.
I think both are needed in this era, but...
You see, now you're a bit on my time. Now you're a bit on my team.
Yeah, I think both are needed, but I think there are people, like, if you see very carefully, there are some authors in history, there are some great people who invented very Edison, let's say, invented bulb, right? Was he someone who got a certificate from a university? No. There are great authors in literally history who have great knowledge, who have done great things, who have written great books, and they have no university degree. But I think learning skills is very much more important than owning a university degree, because you can literally, with skills, and by the way, by skills, I don't mean practical skills. No. Skills could be even etiquettes. I don't mean skills as just something that etiquette is a skill, but in a moral way, right? I
More on
think
social level.
exactly. I think, or let's say there's someone who has studied a lot and being a topper of a university, but when it comes to social life, he fails.
I
When it,
see.
yeah, so I think that that kind of skills, where you learn moral values, where you learn social values, where you learn or understanding human mind or behavior, psychology. Like, I personally, I think that studying some years of psychology major, I personally think that you don't learn as much as in university as much as you learn outside the universities by seeing and observing people's behavior and lives.
I see your point. But I think that this kind of mindset should not stop you from going toward knowledge. And of course, knowledge is not just in universities, or I would want to say
Yes.
that. Because I told you I studied literature, and I know poets that did not learn literature as I am learning now, but they have written great
Oh,
pieces of work, great poems that we analyze them over and over
that's
again. We read
exactly
them
what I
over and
said,
over.
yeah.
Yeah, I see your point, but what I want to say is that we have learned, even in Holy Quran, in Surah Taha, we have that Rabbi zidni ilma, oh Allah, increase my knowledge. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to
Yeah.
increase your knowledge.
Knowledge is definitely so important. I now that you're saying all of this, I'm convinced that the ideal person combines education with useful skills, because useful skills alone cannot really increase in your knowledge.
And we should not be limiting, like, life lessons only at university, because we think that, okay, if I go to university, I'm gonna learn, I'm gonna be, a better human being, I'm gonna be learning everything. But it's not that you should be limiting yourself only
I
to
agree.
university. I also agree to that, of
I
course.
think universities perhaps give you a good base when you can learn and then follow up and learn other things as
Yeah, it
well.
provides you a little bit of,
Of foundation.
yeah. And then you have to grow yourself too. You cannot just rely on few
Exactly.
professors or just few people you have met around.
Exactly. Massimo, do you think that this is right? I have a friend actually, okay. She says that she's going to implement nothing from others' experiences, because I told her that she just had a child, right? I told her that if your toddler is not eating food, if your toddler is crying, you must ask elders. But she's like, no, they are old generation and I don't need the opinions. So she says that I will study the books, I will see what the books say, and then decide what my toddler needs. And she will just use the information from the books. Do you think this is correct?
See, relying only on one source, I think, is never a great idea, because even that book is someone's experience, actually. I would really like to tell her that. And we've learned from our imams that learn from other people's experience instead of you yourself, going to experience that. I think that's more wise. You don't have to, face the same problems when you know that, for example, someone in your relatives or someone older than you has faced that challenge and has, some ideas and some solutions for you. We
But I
should take
think when
help.
it comes to be honest, marriage, right? Marriage is a concept that you cannot implement others' experiences in your. So I think there needs to be a balance, right? You cannot be literally implementing
Yeah,
and
take their ideas,
asking
but not
others.
necessarily to be true.
Yeah, I think sometimes others' experiences could be for their own, perspective or their own situation.
Yes.
You cannot be putting that situation into your and then follow their, basically solutions. So both are needed, I would say.
Yes.
Sometimes the knowledge that is in the books that is scientific or wherever is needed and others' experiences. I think there need to be a balance, honestly.
Yeah, I think that too, because some experiences are shared.
Yes.
So, like, it would work. At some point when you're taking solution from other people, yeah, sometimes it's implicable and some other time it's not, and I would really appreciate that idea, the balance.
So would you personally would you just go for experiencing mm-hmm. always? Or if your friend gives you their opinion and tell you that, listen, what you're doing is this way, you should maybe prevent it, would you listen to them or you would still do what you want, you know,
see,
and just experience it?
I personally like to have ideas. Especially when you're in a problem, it's very nice to listen different solutions. Now, be it if I'm checking with an online counselor, be it with your parents, someone who lives in your society, because that is also very important, or friends who are from your generation, and then I would, you know, have a drive conclusion with these opinions. I'm not going to rely only on one person's opinion solely. I'm going to be, you know, taking into consideration of everyone's ideas and opinion. Of course, not in every problem, but yeah, I do.
That's fair.
But on the other side, we know that experience is father of knowledge. So it's like, we got to keep them both.
That's fair.
And by the way, you know, this traditional education system, do you think it's failing to prepare us for the real world?
Oh my God.
Like,
what do you
now
think?
Now we're talking about system and real world. Because
yeah.
See, we have finished our school a long time ago and now we're in our university. I think that there were a lot of good stuff that this system could have taught us. See, like, let's imagine there are two professors or two teachers you can choose from. One of them have written, you know, a great article, successful books. On the other side, there is a professor who does not have, you know, this kind of accomplishment, but in his life, he looks successful and he has earned skills. Which one would you choose?
If the second one is more moral, mm-hmm. it really matters to me.
Uh-huh.
I think morals are the basis of knowledge, akhlaq.
Mm-hmm.
When you have akhlaq, when you have morals, you are top. So I think if the second one is wise, is way more mannered and
not
he has
arrogant.
Etiquettes, yeah, he's humble, I think I would go with the second one, because I think main thing about knowledge is being humble.
I really appreciate your idea upon this. I would like to just shortly talk about how I think it would be better, what our school should have taught us. I think the system, there are some skills that we don't need to experience at all. For example, some emotional skills. How to manage your emotions, for example, or how to deal with, for example, a toxic friend. These stuff we unfortunately had to learn on ourselves, while these could be taught in our schools, like from when we were a child, a lot better.
That's why we say that traditional education system is failing to prepare us
yeah.
for the real world. I agree with that, because it's not preparing us for the real communication in life. We as humans are a part of this society. And we need to be really, really ready for what is going to face us. But I don't think traditional, actually, education taught us any communication.
That's true. Indeed, I think that our system needs a lot more improvement. But until then, we're not gonna just wait. We should know that beside knowledge and books, you should use other skills and experience as well. With that, I think we're done. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you dear youth will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.